And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt. This is the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number 61 of our podcast, and we're going to discuss the episode of The Bachelorette that aired the night of Monday, July 9th. Now, just a reminder, everybody, this is a review show, so we're going to be talking about what happened in the episode, and we are also a spoiler-free podcast. And that means that neither Nicole or I know who wins The Bachelorette at the end. Neither of us know who the final guy is. So that makes the show more fun for us. Right, Nicole?
It sure does. I hate spoilers.
It sure does.
Sure does.
Golly gee whiz, Matt. I just love a spoiler-free show.
I hate spoilers.
Me too.
It's like one day when we have a baby, I'm not going to find out. I don't want to find out if it's a boy or a girl. You know.
So you want to paint the bedroom yellow and not pink
exactly.
or blue.
Surprises are good. There's very few surprises in life.
This is true. So welcome to our show. And we are here in the final three-date extravaganza. Emily Maynard has brought these three fine young gentlemen to an island called
Curacao.
Which, Curacao. Looks pretty. I didn't really pick up where this island was
right, but
on the map.
It was beautiful. So, of course, we have the typical flashback of each guy and blah, 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 blah. But before we get into that, I think, Matt, you wanted to chat for a little bit about some feedback we received.
Yeah, that's right. We got this email just the other day. I wanted to read this. This is from Ben. And Ben says, "Hey, guys, glad you are back doing the show again. I was listening to your last episode. We were talking about how it was strange Jeff didn't go into more details about his parents' charity work. I was wondering if you guys caught the fact that they actually dubbed over his comments. If you go back and watch the scene again, you can tell it isn't even Jeff's voice saying, 'charity work.' So, whatever he actually said was probably less awkward and more in-depth, but we'll never know. Ben." So I thought that was good detective work on Ben's part. So, unfortunately, because we are a spoiler-free show, my wife, Nicole, won't let me Google Jeff with one F to find out what the deal is with that. So I don't know if someone else happens to know out there. Now, we have a friend, we mentioned her in the podcast before, Julie. And Julie writes an email reaction to each episode and emails it to a bunch of her friends, and we get it. And her theory is that since Jeff is from Utah, is that perhaps he's Mormon. And his parents were on some sort of mandatory or volunteer Mormon mission trip, but they didn't want to bring that up for some reason.
I think that's a very, very good theory.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Mitt Romney's running for president now. You'd think that Mormonism might be a little more mainstream at this point, but
yeah, but maybe they're just private people, and they didn't want to discuss it on national TV.
That's possible, too. That's possible.
So, back to tonight's episode, we have a flashback of all the guys, and which took, like, forever. But while Emily was talking about each guy, Sean, Jeff, and Ari, when she starts to talk about Ari, she starts to cry.
Yeah, that didn't happen for any of the other guys.
And I'm thinking, just give him the last rose now. You know, pull out Allie and Roberto when she said goodbye to Chris. You know, before the final row, before the finale,
right?
She told him on their date, like when she first saw him, "I'm not picking you," you know. And
oh man, I forgot about that.
Remember that?
That was stone cold amazing. I couldn't believe it.
I had a lot of respect for her for doing that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, me too.
That was our first season of podcasts.
Wow,
I think, right?
Was it? I think maybe yes, it was because I remember. In the first episode, I was like, "So, what's her name? Ali Fedotowsky, whatever." I remember that. Oh, boy.
Well, then Emily writes in the sand, "Emily plus question mark."
And then the waters wash it away.
They do. So our first date is with Sean, lovely Sean. They have a helicopter ride to this private island. And Sean's family said that his past relationships were more like buddies. So Emily's asking him about that, and
he basically saying, like, "Well, it was mainly this most recent relationship that I had, and basically You know, I loved her, but I wasn't in love with her, but I didn't know how to break it off, so I just kept, you know, holding out hope and leading her on, and I felt bad about it, but I think she knew. I think she knew.
Now, Emily doesn't seem pleased or excited with this conversation.
Not at all. But I think that her mind is already made up about him at this point anyways, and this just kind of seals the deal a little bit.
I agree. And I almost think, I mean, she says that sometimes he's hard to read. And I was just thinking when she was saying that, that she's trying to come up with reasons for why she's not going to pick him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she keeps saying he's so perfect, he's so wonderful. And I think he is. He is, does seem like a great guy. But she knows that she's not going to pick him in the end. She knows that her feelings are stronger for especially Ari. And obviously now we know Ari and Jeff. So she's trying to come up with reasons as to why she's not going to pick him.
Here's another reason why I feel like we all kind of knew that she wasn't going to pick him. I think that he reminds her of Brad Womack.
What?
Yes. Now, let me explain. He's tall and big, just like Brad is. Brad's kind of quiet, you know, Brad's a sweet guy, and he's like, well, you know, let me just tell you how I'm feeling. Blah, 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 blah. And he's kind of a jockey type, and that's what Sean is. Now, Sean's less of a party guy than Brad is. Clearly.
Sean's sweeter than Brad.
Without a doubt, but they're kind of along the same lines. They're in that same area of the spectrum, if you will, you know.
I hear you. Well, then Emily says to the camera, she wants Sean to finally say, I love you. And I'm like, why would you want this guy to say I love you if you know that you're not going to pick him in the end? I don't think she knew whether or not she was going to pick him to be the part of the final two. I'll give her that.
Right.
But let's be realistic. You know you're not picking him in the end. You know that you're picking Ari. So don't give me that.
Well, I think that she wanted to hear that from him because she wanted him to be more open. And later on in the episode, she says something along the lines of, I hate to be the one to teach this to somebody. I feel like this maternal instinct is taking over for Sean, and she wants Sean to learn how to open up, to learn how to be more, you know, connecting with a woman, because I think that if he was, she would have picked him. But he held back, and
no,
I think that that's
she wants
what
a guy with an edge. It's just because she wants a guy with an edge.
Before we move on to the next guy here, they look like Barbie and Ken.
I know.
Walking into that water.
He's
huge. You got these packs of like this.
I know.
Like 8-pack.
I know.
And she's
gorgeous and looks like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
Crazy.
I find it interesting that the producers don't show us seeing them snorkeling in the water and having fun together. It's just this conversation and they go straight to dinner.
Yeah.
And that to me was a clue right there. I'm like, well, he's definitely not getting the rose tonight because they want. The producers don't want us to see them having too much fun.
Right, exactly.
So they have this romantic dinner, and Emily tells him again that he's perfect, blah, blah, blah. Sean takes out a letter that he wrote to Ricky, which was really sweet and wonderful. He tells Emily that he's fallen in love with her. And then something interesting happens. She gives him the card for, you know, the fantasy suite. He accepts, but then while they're there hanging out, she's wondering if she should stay the night. So
right.
I thought that was interesting. And she said it doesn't line up with her values as a mom, and she wants to set a good example, and which
her daughter, I totally respect. I totally get that. I think that that was absolutely the right call. And I was very curious to see what she was going to do. You know, it's different than with her with Brad. I mean, she did spend the night with Brad.
Right. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
But it was just, this is how I think it's kind of different. I'm not completely, you know, you and I have talked about it. I don't know if we've mentioned it too much on the podcast, but you and I are kind of iffy with the whole overnight date thing,
right.
Personally speaking.
Exactly.
You know, just with our, you know, the way, you know, we view the world. But
the way we view the world.
Through our crazy filter. But I think this is a little bit different because at least with her and Brad, there's just Brad for her. It wasn't like she was with three or four different guys, you know, it was just her and Brad, and she's like, well, you know, I mean, you know, maybe she said, I know I'm not going to do anything.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's just going to be me and him.
But I want to spend the night.
I want to spend more time with him. I want to make sure that we connect as much as we possibly can. I think with these guys, you know, since the ball's in her court,
right,
she's able, she's like, well, you know what? I mean, I know how I feel, so I don't need to.
That's a good point.
Continue on.
Good point. I'm glad she didn't. I think it does set a good example for her daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. So then we have Jeff. They go on this great boat ride, and they talk about each other's families. And you made a good point while we're watching this. You said that they seem to talk too much about their relationship.
They do. They do. It reminded me of, like, like kids in high school who, like, you know, they talk on the phone all afternoon after school, and they're like, yeah, I think we're good together, but what do we need to do to, like, work on our relationship? And, you know, like, how do you think we compare to so-and-so? Do you think we're as much in love as them? And, but, like when, like, love is, like, new to you and you don't know what it means, or you're just, you know, you've got this crazy crush and you're just talking about the relationship, and you're almost more in love with the two of you together than you are with the other person.
You're right. I mean, they do talk. We're great together. We are. We compliment each other. We do.
You bring out the crazy side in me. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just this constant just talking about their relationship rather than just continuing to enjoy the time that they have together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that, that was my thought. And then when they go to dinner, I do have to say, I really appreciated Jeff asking some tough, serious questions.
I agree. I mean, first question, where do you want to live? Now, her answer was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Her answer was she wants to start a whole new life with the three of them. Not in North Carolina, but not necessarily in Salt Lake City.
Right. She was a little iffy on Salt Lake City. But let's talk about North Carolina for a second. So she's cool with leaving.
I'm shocked.
The state where her in-laws live.
Because I always thought that was the thing with her and Brad, that she didn't want to
exactly.
leave.
Exactly, yeah,
maybe that wasn't an issue.
For some reason, we always believed that that was the main problem with her and Brad, but maybe not. Maybe she wants to get away from them.
Maybe. Then he said, why do you think you haven't, you know, found the guy for you yet? And she said, you know, she's gone on dates, but, you know,
she hasn't felt that spark yet.
She hasn't felt that spark. And then he said, do you think I'm a good fit for Ricky as far as being a dad? And she said she was trying to picture someone in her house with Ricky as she was making her lunch and breakfast, and she immediately thought of Jeff.
And she said, and I think you want to be a dad. Like, she's, like, putting these words into his mouth, and I felt like it came off a little bit forced.
I agree.
And, you know, you brought this up while we were watching the show. He's a good guy, but you felt like that he just isn't ready to be a dad. Let me say this. The dad of a six-year-old.
Let me say, yes. I think he could be ready to be a dad tomorrow. I think if he got his significant other pregnant and had a baby, I'm not saying he's not mature enough to be a dad.
Exactly.
I just think he just comes off as so young to be the father of a six-year-old.
Exactly. That's a lot of responsibility right away.
Is he going to be ready to go to parent-teacher conferences? And, I mean, is he ready for all that? That's
right. She gets bullied, you know, on the school bus. Does he know how to handle that situation?
I don't know. I just think he's young. I'm not saying he's immature. I just think he's still young.
Right. And maybe fatherhood, something for him, is something he should ease into as opposed to just, like,
have a baby.
This, you know, shake-and-bake family.
So Emily gives him the card from Chris about the overnight stay, and he gives a really great response and says that out of respect for Ricky and respect for his family. He says, I don't know if I want to do that. And now this is something interesting. Emily tells the camera in an interview that she wanted to tell him that, and she wanted to turn him down, not him. She's like, instead he turned me down. And that, my friend and friends out there, is my whole reason, my theory as to why she's so smitten with Jeff, is because she loves the chase. She loves that she feels like she has to chase him. You know, he lets her down. Like, right. No, Emily, we're not going to do that. She's like, okay. She wants him to be like, oh, I would love to, you know, or, you know, most guys would say, I'd love to spend the overnight with you. And she goes, okay. But instead, this guy is the one who she kind of has to convince a little bit. And I'm just concerned for their relationship that once, if she does pick him, once the chase is over, the novelty will wear off with Jeff.
Right.
Because there'll be no more chase.
I think that's a very good point.
So then we have Ari's date.
Yes.
And yes, Mr. Ari. We have swimming with the dolphins in the open ocean, which is so cool.
That was pretty cool. We swam with dolphins one time.
We did.
On our honeymoon.
In, do you remember where?
Nassau, Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took a little boat to some place and we got to
swimming with the dolphins. It was more like a little
It was like a petting zoo, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the ocean with them, but they're trained dolphins that are like...
They come swimming in.
Swimming up to you.
Trained dolphins that were kidnapped from their families and forced into the circus.
For basically. Our vacation.
Yeah. Thank you, little one. You have pleased me. Yeah, that's basically what happened. But
anyway, we have a nice picture and from it. It hangs in our bedroom. So. but it is pretty cool. Dolphins are amazing. So I could just sense that Emily has the most ease being with Ari. She really does. She has the most ease being with him. And she says she loves kissing him. And she says it's going to be difficult not to have the overnight with him. So then they have this wonderful dinner. And she wants to know if there's more to the relationship than just the physical. And she's asking him, like, what do you do on a Tuesday morning? You know?
And I thought his answers were very, normal and nice and reassuring. He just... Normal guy, you know, he gets up, if he's not racing, he goes to the shop, he hangs out with his friends, he has dinner, and he's a very social person. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. He seems to be more of a extrovert. He gets his energy from hanging around with people. What do you see Emily as? Do you think that she balances him out? Do you think that she's more of an introvert?
Probably, but I mean, who knows?
She comes off as more of an introvert. She's... From what I've gathered from the show, it seems like she does spend just a lot of time at home with her and Ricky. Not that she doesn't have female girlfriends.
Right, because we did meet her friends.
Right, but I think that would be a good combination. I mean, I guess at this point, since I feel like she is picking him in the end, I want to kind of make my peace with that. Like, okay, well, they do seem to kind of balance each other out that way. And they don't have to talk about the relationship constantly to reassure themselves of that. So
right, like Jeff, like she does with Jeff.
Right.
So then Ari asks some of the same questions that Jeff asks.
True, he does.
And Ari says, where would we live? And it's interesting because her answer to Ari is a little different than she says to Jeff. With Jeff, she's like, I would want to start a whole new life, you know, pick up and go somewhere. But to Ari, she says that she would be so happy to move to Arizona if that's where he wants to live.
Now, in Jeff's defense, it could be just because she knows Arizona. Maybe she's visited there in the past.
True.
Because she said she's never been to Salt Lake City.
And maybe she knows that, you know, Ari, his career is there, you know?
Right.
And Jeff, the quote-unquote entrepreneur...
could move anywhere.
Right. He talks about, you know, her expectations for father figure, and she says she wants someone to love Ricky like their own. And then Emily continues to ruin the surprise for us as far as who she's picking in the end by telling Ari, from our first date, I was done, and you've been that light at the end of the tunnel for me. So, pretty much, she's picking Ari. and then she says, Ari is so good looking. I'm like, really?
I'm not much of a judge, but I guess he's good looking. He's probably the better looking of the three.
What? No way. Sean is the cutest. Definitely. Ari has more this like slyness to him, this like, you know, this something about him that she's really, really attracted to. You know, this confidence.
Right.
He's just so confident, and that's what it is with Jeff. And I don't think Sean had that as much. And Sean, and she likes guys with an edge.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Ari's like, I think he's cute. He's good looking, but I don't think he's, Ari's hot, and he's so good. I mean, she's going on and on and on, which makes me think she just really, 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 really likes him. You know?
Right.
So, here is my uh-oh moment. Emily does not even give Ari the fantasy suite card.
And why is that, Nicole?
She doesn't trust herself.
Gosh.
She says.
It's getting hot in here,
I
Nicole.
I mean.
I can't take this anymore.
So I think that was a huge deal. I mean, totally, like, with Sean, she's like, here's the card. And he's like, okay, let's go to this fantasy suite. She's like, okay. They go. Yeah. And she doesn't spend the night. Jeff, she gives him the card, but, you know, she's not even going to go. Ari doesn't even give him the card.
She can't handle it. She can't trust herself.
So then we have the pre-rose ceremony with Chris Harrison, which you noticed something about Chris.
No wedding band.
This is the first time he hasn't worn his wedding band.
Yeah.
Which,
and he's super cash, which, you know, I guess that's how they roll in Curaçao. But
yeah, but he always wears it. And obviously we just read recently that he and his wife are getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So now he's letting everyone know on national TV he's free.
free to get kissed on the cheek by the twins on the Bachelor Pad exactly. commercial.
So Emily Skirt, she looks like a mermaid. Emily,
she does.
Emily said
King Triton's daughter.
This is weird. Emily goes, I feel so sad, you know? And Chris Harrison's like, why? What's so sad? He's like, really? You're sad? Why is he so surprised?
Because he's footloose and fancy free now. He's like, come on, break it up with people. It's great.
So,
I'm just kidding.
She watches the video messages from each of the guys. And during Sean's, she just looks so guilty while she's watching his message.
You can see it coming from a mile away.
I felt really bad for her. I mean, she was really crying.
Yeah, this was hard. This is tough. Really serious. You know, and so go ahead. Basically, so
with the rose ceremony, Jeff gets the first rose. Ari gets the second one. I personally think that when it comes to the top three or even the top four, there's no need for a rose ceremony. I think instead of having all the guys stand there and you call their names, I think the one guy that you're letting go should just, you sit down with them one-on-one and say, I just want to let you know that I'm not picking you tonight.
Right.
And welcome out. I just... When there's one guy that's let go, it's rough to do that to them.
I agree. You know? I agree. But she's broken the rules so many times this season. I think she felt like the need to play by the book, you know, for this last one at least, because probably next week I'm assuming that she'll, what you were saying before, pull an alley and
you think so?
And let someone go early, but. I felt so bad for Sean. He's just such a good guy, and he's sweet, and he's good-natured, he's humble, he's just got such a good head on his shoulders, and it's really hard to watch him in the limo, and everything is terrible.
So, they sit down on a bench in silence, Emily and Sean, and it's in silence.
Mm-hmm.
Total silence. Waiting.
And then she says, so what are you thinking about?
Like,
what?
What kind of question is that? What do you mean, what are you thinking about?
Obviously. What? Just say, Sean, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I feel so bad. And then just say the standard, my feelings are stronger for other people. I'm sorry.
I care about you. I didn't want to hurt you. Like, she's the one who's supposed to be talking. She's the one who's breaking up with him.
Right.
He's not supposed to be saying anything yet. So I feel like that was a little rude of her. I know that she probably didn't know what to do, but with all the other guys, when she let them go, she said something to them, you know? He says he feels stupid because he didn't see this coming, and she says that she wanted it to be him so badly.
Which, on paper, I think it goes back to the whole Brad Womack thing. I think that she, you know, likes a big, tall, jockey-type guy.
Right.
And he was, you know, had the same values as her, same religion. He was just a sweet, good-natured guy, blah, blah, blah.
He'd be a great dad.
He'd be an amazing dad. Yeah. But she just didn't have that spark, didn't have that sly boyishness, that edge that she keeps talking about. That was not there.
His reaction is so different from Chris's last week.
Yeah.
And, like, I hope Chris is watching this right now and feels really stupid for the way he acted.
I mean, Sean was straight up with her. He said, look, you know, you should know I'm hurting right now.
Right, right.
But, you know, I gotta go. And Chris was lashing out as if, you know, Emily owed him something. And not that he was wrong. I mean, everything he said was true last week, but
whatever. I can't stand him. Chris, that is. So, next week, Men Tell All.
Men Tell All. So, I guess they're changing up the schedule. So, next Monday will be Men Tell All. And then the finale and the live after the final rose will be Sunday.
It will.
So, a little bit of a change there. So, that'll be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to the Bachelor Podcast. Please feel free to write us. You can write us at thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and send us a message via Twitter with username Bachelor Podcast. You can also send us a voicemail at 631-223-8435. And you can also write a review on iTunes.
Yes, just search for us in the iTunes store and write us a review there. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheBachelorPodcast. It's a great place to find us. Very easy address.
Sounds good.
So thank you so much for joining us on this amazing episode. We'll see you guys two more this season, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good night, Nicole.
You too, Matt.
Adios, everybody.